Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Shred Show Live, where we bring you industry professionals, entrepreneurs, and the best of the best from around the world who are willing to share how they shred, the strategies, the techniques, and the actionable items that you need in your business to go out and dominate. Join us as we shred, show up, hustle, repeat every day. Let's go. What's up, ladies? Oh, look, he's even sporting the shred. Look at that. He's got the shred hat going down this morning, ladies and gentlemen. JT, what is up, brother?
Welcome to the shred zone.
Welcome to the shred zone, indeed. And I'll be honest, you and I, JT, we had the opportunity. There was a really big mortgage event last week here in Utah. Some people saw some pictures, but you and I had a chance to kick back and to do a little masterminding together last week. It was super cool to hang out in person, so it's always good to see you. And now you're back in the home state of Michigan, getting it done with class valuation this week.
Yeah, industry conference.
Industry conference, 2021.
Yeah, it was great seeing you, man. Always love being in Utah. Great people, great mountains, and we got some sunlight. So it was good seeing you and catching up with obviously some of the A-list people from the mortgage industry. So real good time as always.
I'll admit, ladies and gentlemen, if you missed the industry conference, maybe you saw some pictures about it, but it was a mastermind of all masterminds. So yeah, hopefully maybe next year you'll get an invite to it, but it was a good time. But with that, JT, I'm excited to be talking about. So this upcoming April 15th, this Thursday, there's another great event going on, the MMLA Annual Sales Symposium. I'm humbled to be speaking at this for 2 years in a row. The Michigan Mortgage Lenders Association always does a phenomenal job putting on an event. And of course, with COVID, with the pandemic still going on, they decided to do this one virtual, but this is right in your backyard. And something that you in particular in class valuation is so good at is really supporting your local organizations and MMLA in particular. You know, why is it important for class and for you guys in particular to support these great organizations?
Yeah, so MMLA, just, you know, so many good people. There's so many great lenders just different organizations and different companies throughout Michigan. As you know, Michigan has kind of become somewhat of a mortgage mecca in the last couple of years. So there's some great mortgage talent, some really, really good people here. And MMLA has always done a great job. There's a really, really good core group of people that have kind of been in it, you know, for years. And it's really starting to take off and do some great things. So I know last year we got to announce you as well. And that was like the last event that they had just decided to kind of shut things down, so only about half the people were there, but we had a great time, and looking forward to having you back again this year, and we're gonna have a great time Thursday.
Dude, it was so crazy because you and I have talked about that. Like, it was, I flew out there and, you know, things had just kind of started to get a little bit crazy and we're like, no, it's still going down. So we flew out there, and while I was there, like, they started shutting flights down, and you and I'm like, dude, I'm jumping on a plane. We ended up doing the event, but then next day I was on a plane heading back home and things got crazy. And then again, we all know how everything turned out last year. But now we're back and I'm excited to be, and I'm very grateful for class valuation being the one sponsoring my speaking segment at class or at the MMLA sales symposium. And like you said, they're really great people. You nailed it on the head there, JT, because there are so many, in particular, within Michigan, there is kind of the mecca of mortgage. There's so many great companies, but the MMLA does a great job really advocating, really supporting and representing all lenders within the Michigan area. And I know that's something that you guys are all about as well, because class valuation, if you guys don't know, real quick, for those who don't know who class valuation is, maybe kind of give them a high level of what actually class valuation does and what you guys are.
Yeah, so we're so for years, when we first started in 2009, we were class appraisal. A couple of years ago, we changed our name to class valuation. No other major changes other than that's just sort of more of a signal of where the industry's heading more towards some more general, different type of valuation products that may not specifically be called appraisals. But we're a nationwide appraisal management company. We're in all 50 states. We have become one of the larger appraisal management companies in the country. And we really cut our teeth in the wholesale broker market. And we continue to be, you know, kind of one of the main players in that arena. And working with brokers every day is sort of like working with appraisers every day. It's for whatever reason, we find a lot of joy, and that's sort of been our niche. So we've heard other AMCs tell us, yeah, it's very difficult to work in the broker space. We love it. We love really the relationships we get to build working with independent mortgage brokers. That being said, we still work with bankers and a lot of retail channels as well. But the relationship side of it is what's really helped us set Class apart, making sure that we make it very clear to the clients that we work with that every deal they have is important. Every single transaction, we realize that's possibly the someone's first home, or that's going to be the largest financial transaction they're going to ever make in their life. So we know that we're just one piece of that process. But that appraisal, as you know, can be a make or break it type of thing. So it's important for us to really play a strong role in making sure that the client's prioritized in that.
Man, you hit the nail on the head there, JT, because everybody knows the appraisal part of the process is absolutely critical and key. And I know that you in particular, I mean, Class, you guys have kind of been under scrutiny. The appraisals, everybody's saying, we need appraisals faster. Help us out. Come on, push this. But you guys really are. There's a process there. I love how you kind of mentioned there are really key elements in this process that ultimately are in there for the consumer. We need to make sure things are done correctly. We need to make sure they're done properly, because the last thing we want to do is happen, overvaluations or undervaluations. You guys really take the time and put in everything necessary to make sure you're cranking out the absolute most accurate valuation for all homeowners. And I think that's something that sometimes as mortgage professionals, we just want fast. We just want it done streamlined. But really, when it comes down to it, the process is, again, there's no bottlenecking. There really is just the process needs to be done correctly. And that's why things might be a little bit slower right now. Right, JT?
Yeah. I mean, I saw an article the other day that I should send you and share with you, just the amount of submissions, the amount of appraisal submissions through UCDP, through Fannie and Freddie have been at an all-time high. There's been like their 6 or 7 highest months ever have been the last 6 or 7 months. Wow. So we're essentially at a somewhat of a bottleneck. I mean, it's a capacity issue where we have, and it's not everywhere, but there are some specific markets around the country that are absolutely just getting hammered. The appraisers in those markets we're talking to, and they want the work, but they're getting 2 or 3 or sometimes 4 times as many orders as they are they're used to getting, or as many as they can handle. So, for us, it's obviously it's important to get the job done quickly. We have to be able to try to meet the timelines, especially on a purchase transaction. At the same time, it's our job to make sure that we're getting a competent appraiser who knows the market, who's going to give us an accurate report. So balancing that can be tricky. Hopefully, we're doing some things behind the scenes, and hopefully things will taper off and slow down a little bit and allow the appraisers to get caught up, because it's really tough. I mean, we hate seeing, clients and partners of ours being in a squeeze time-wise to be able to get their deals closed if they're waiting on an appraisal.
For sure. And this is actually a really good question. I don't want to go too deep into this at all, but Jackson Ball actually has a really good question here. And again, I know this isn't our focus of the show, and actually this is a great question for another show for you and I, JT, that we can talk about this. But maybe just there is a rumor floating around, and I've heard this in multiple different groups, that in some markets, the appraisals might be going away. Is that really a true rumor? Is that a possibility in some areas?
Yeah, that's a rumor that's been around since I started working at Dart Appraisal, another great Michigan company here. I started working at Dart Appraisal, over 20 years ago. And, the owner, Darton, great guy, brother-in-law, actually, told me then, hey, there's word that, appraisals, might be going away, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. That hasn't happened. We don't think it's happening anytime soon. We think that the valuation of the appraisal, we think that it's going to change. We think that it's going to continue to evolve and adapt, but we don't think that it's going away by any means. We're doing a lot of things behind the scenes here at Class with technology to help empower the appraiser, put the tools in the appraiser's hand to be able to really streamline that process. So I think we're going to see some big changes coming down the road, but the appraiser is still going to be involved in that. It may be a little bit different. The way that the appraiser inspects the property may change a little bit. And hopefully there'll be some ways for us to streamline things to be able to make turn times a little bit faster. But I think that the rumors of the appraisals, the appraisal demise is are not accurate at all.
They're just that. They're just rumors. And Jackson says, thank you for that. And I agree. JT, you and I both have been doing this for a long time. And there was always, you know, AVMs and this and that. They're like, oh, that's going to take over. The appraisal as we know it is never going to, you know, it's never going to be the same. I love that you talk about evolving. We're an industry that is evolving. We are changing. We are adapting. Ladies and gentlemen, if nothing else, you know more than anything that we adapt. We overcome. We improve. Like, we have to be able to change. If you're not changing, you are going to get left by the wayside. And that's why, to kind of bring this back into it, the annual sales symposium that MMLA is putting on, take your production to the next level. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about this event. That's why class is involved as well, because we want you to be up to date. We want you to know about changes that are upcoming. We want you to be able to perform at your peak level as a loan officer, as somebody in the business who is producing. So you can look at this speak up. I'm very humbled again to be speaking as well. Huge shout out again to class and JT for sponsoring that. But you also have Kristen Messerly. If you guys have never heard Kristen, she does a phenomenal job. She is a very powerful speaker, right along with Victoria DeLuce as well from Success Mortgage Partners. She's with Success Mortgage Partners and sponsored by her. And I'm like, wait a minute, she's sponsored by, but no, she is. And then, of course, if you've never heard Vince Parlov of you from UWM, Vince is probably one of my favorite people to have on the show. He is always full of energy. He is always smiling. You see that big smile of Vince's, and it is absolutely infectious whenever you hear Vince speak. So what an incredible lineup. And guys, I'm going to put the link below. You're going to be able to sign up for this event. And again, it's coming up this Thursday, 2 days away. And again, what's really cool about this, JT, as you can see right here, it's only a couple hours. It's from noon to 3:30, just a couple hours out of your day. But as we've been talking about, JT, this is a great opportunity for you to prepare for upcoming changes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got, honestly, man, Josh, you're on, you know, you're up with, you know, some of the big hitters. Vince is one of my favorite guys in the industry. I've known him for years. Like you said, he's, I wish I could bring his energy, you know, every single day, because he's a rock star. He does a great job for UWM. Victoria is awesome. She's an absolute wealth of knowledge. She's her cap markets mind. It's kind of like, and then Kristen Messerly is awesome. She's one of my favorites. One of my favorite people to actually watch speak. She likes to make fun of my socks sometimes because they have big, you know, colory stuff on them. But it's got a great crew of people. Some great sponsors up there. So I'm super pumped, man.
Dude, it's really funny that you mentioned your socks, because literally at the event last year, that was like one of the last talking points that we had before we left the event. And you had on one of you guys' bright color socks, and she's just like, what is up with your socks, man? Like, she was giving you a hard time. It's funny that you bring that up, because that was one of the last like talking points. And again, you can see all these incredible sponsors that are supporting the MMLA. And again, just to kind of wrap things up here, that's why it's so exciting to see companies like yourself, like Class, being involved with these local organizations, supporting them, even though, ladies and gentlemen, I know Zoom fatigue is real. Virtual fatigue is a real thing as well, but this is going to be an awesome event. You're going to want to take a couple hours out of your day from noon to 3:30 Eastern Standard Time on Thursday. Come listen to some of these speakers. Come listen to Vince. Come listen to Victoria and Kristen. Myself, you know, not so much me, but the rest of them are going to do an amazing job. So you want to come out and be at this event.
I agree with you. You know, and it's not, and I love that MMLA, Joanne does a great job. Like, good time of day. It's not taking up your whole day. It packs in really, really good content. You know, get in, hit it for a couple hours, and then, you know, get back to your day. But I think, you know, I agree. We all are excited to get back to the in-person live events, and it's starting to happen here and there. But, you know, if you're going to do, you know, a virtual show, if you're going to make a virtual show, this is the one you definitely want to be at.
Yep, I agree with that, ladies and gentlemen. Click the link below. Like I said, just in 2 days, coming up on April 15th, I mean, tax day of all times, you'll need something to distract you from that if you haven't already got those done. And again, it's from noon to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The link is below. You want to click it right now, and you want to attend the MMLA Annual Sales Symposium. I'm going to be there. JT's going to be there. Class Valuation, again, huge shout out to them for being one of the many sponsors of this event. And again, you mentioned Joanne. Huge shout out to Joanne and the entire MMLA team. for putting this together. With that, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Tallinger joining us. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit about what's coming up in the appraisal world for all of us originators. And then a huge shout out to our good friends over at the MMLA for putting on this great event. We look forward to seeing all of you guys on Thursday from noon to 3:30 at the MMLA Annual Sales Symposium. JT, thanks, brother. We appreciate you.
All right, brother. Talk soon. Take care.
All right, guys. As always, we appreciate you. We love you. And now it's time for all of you to go shred. Go show up. Hustle. Repeat every day. See ya.